Sentences were handed down today for the Colorado couple involved in the Balloon Boy hoax. They both received some jail time, 90 days for the father, Richard Heaney, and 20 for the mother, Mayumi Heaney. NPR's Jeff Brady has the story.
Richard Heaney appeared to choke back tears in court as he addressed the judge.
Very, very sorry. And I want to apologize to, all the rescue workers out there.
For several hours in mid-October, the world believed Heaney's story that his son, Falcon, had floated away in a silver UFO-shaped balloon. But when the device crashed into a field, there was no boy inside. Later, it was learned that Falcon was hiding in the family's garage all along. It was during an appearance on CNN the next day that the Heaney story began to fall apart. In answering a question, 6-year-old Falcon let the family's plans slip out.
You guys said that... We did this for the show.
The prosecutor in court today said the hoax was designed to get publicity for the family. He said the Heaneys were frustrated that TV networks kept rejecting their proposals for a reality show. Richard Heaney has since pleaded guilty to a felony charge of falsely influencing the sheriff. The mother pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge of knowingly filing a false report. Speaking over a scratchy sound system, Larimer County Judge Stephen Schepansky also sentenced the couple to 4 years probation. He placed an extra stipulation on their sentences.
Mr. Heaney is, in fact, prohibited from receiving any form of financial benefit from whether it be media, a book, an article he writes, anything of that kind that stems from this incident.
The judge allowed the Heaneys to wait until after the holidays to begin serving their sentences. Richard Heaney will serve 30 days straight time, then 60 days in a program that allows him to go to work during the day. Mayumi Heaney will be allowed to serve her 20-day sentence over the course of 10 weekends. The judge is expected to decide in January whether the Heaneys will face a fine. Law enforcement reportedly spent more than $40,000 on the search for the boy and associated expenses. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.